Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to another episode of Real Science Friday. I'm Bob Enyart, and Fred Williams has the day off. Recently, the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship brought in Dr. Don Patton to speak about Noah's Ark. And Dr. Patton has also done extraordinary work in an archaeological dig in Jerusalem. He was involved with the excavation of the Pool of Siloam, which was very important to me personally in my studies and what was happening in my life at the time. Well, also, there's another topic that he is very familiar with, and that is the claim that outside of Glen Rose, Texas, in the Paluxy River Basin, that there are human footprints that are in the same strata as dinosaur footprints. That sounded fascinating to me years ago, but so many young Earth creationists have rejected that, and I heard Dr. Patton speak on this a few years ago in person, and he persuaded me that the young Earth community is wrong and the footprints speak for themselves. Welcome back to Bob Enyart Live. Hello, Dr. Patton.
Hello, sir. Good to be here.
Can you tell us the story about these footprints? Did I describe it correctly so far?
Well, close. I think the young Earth community pretty well agrees at this point. I don't think they're wrong. I think they're on the right side, though there are some who still oppose.
So in other words,
not the ones who know about it.
So in other words, the ones who've come and looked or listened to the evidence, they are being persuaded that this is true, and the young Earth community should never have discounted this argument.
I might modify that slightly. There was evidence that surfaced that we didn't understand. And at that point, it's time to back away. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of years where I did not advocate these tracks. I was trying to figure out what was going on. But I spent most of those 2 years with my face in the tracks and studying and digging and making sure what was there. I think I know what's there. Most of the people that oppose them have never been there.
Well, let's describe the site itself for starters, and then let the audience know, what do we find there?
Well, Dinosaur Valley State Park is just outside of Glen Rose, Texas. That's about 60 miles south and a little west of Dallas, Texas. It's a place where you find all kinds of dinosaur tracks. They were discovered actually in the early 1900s and made famous in the late 30s and 40s by Roland T. Byrd of the American Museum of Natural History. And you see a wide variety. Really, there are probably thousands of these dinosaur tracks there. And it's a neat place to come spend a vacation, step in, and just imagine these huge thundering creatures walking along with the tracks everywhere.
And Dr. Patton, here in Denver, we have just to the west of us the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, and Dinosaur Ridge is a popular tourist location, and there are dinosaur fossils there. Okay, so Texas has something similar.
Texas and the rest of the world. We've found them on all continents, including Antarctica. They're not as rare as we thought they were. There really have been thousands and thousands of these found. I don't think they would be preserved in a slow, gradual process, by the way.
Footprints obviously are going to be preserved only if something happens immediately.
Something like wet concrete. That has to form rapidly in order to preserve the tracks. And we find not just rare instances of this, but literally thousands and thousands of them all over the world. I think there was a catastrophic event that's being recorded here. Wow. But that's really another subject.
Yeah. It's a great subject and one we cover repeatedly.
Right.
But today we're focusing on the dinosaur and the human footprints. So there are dinosaur tracks there at this site.
Yes, and it's a part well known for it. There are also tracks that look like humans. Now, if you go to the director, if you come in to the Office of Information there at the beginning, right at the entrance to the park, they will say, there is nothing that looks like a human track here. when NOVA sent a crew down. The crew was very excited at what they saw. They thought it was earth-shaking evidence, and I think it is. It was killed, and then they produced a brief video that said there's nothing that looks like human footprints at Glen Rose. Mm. Unfortunately, we can't show pictures over the radio.
Right.
But we do have a website where you can go to see these, and they are very well displayed, I think, on our videos, on our website.
Could you give us that?
That's at bible.ca/tracks.
Okay.
And you can also watch a video there as well as look at the stills. And
people
for
could
yourself.
Get, there's a DVD also
right.
about this, and that contains your presentation perhaps that I saw a few years back.
Right.
Which is absolutely tremendous.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Patton, what I loved about it was I think it was the perfect example of a Christian trying to get to the truth on a controversial issue, even one where other Christian creationists are disagreeing, a very, very thoughtful, very careful, documented in such a credible way. So thank you for your contribution to this topic.
Well, I think this is all a search for truth. And there are some creationists who've been embarrassed. Well, we thought this was good evidence. Then we learned, well, we don't know as much as we thought. And then we solved the problem. But, you know, we said yes, we said no, maybe we ought not to say anything. I think we just follow the evidence. Mm. And actually, the evidence did change because erosion reveals more information. Mm-hmm. And with more information, we got a much clearer picture of what was going on.
And so why don't you go ahead and describe that?
Well, I wish I could show you a picture.
Well, on the radio, we sort of have to draw the picture. But yes. Let me tell you this. Back, I spent about 4 years of this program. We've been on for 20 years. And about 4 years, we were on TV out of South Bend, Indiana. We aired in 80 cities from Honolulu to Orlando, 5 nights a week for an hour, live talk television. And we did a week of shows out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Channel 8 there, I believe we were on. And there was a family that had just gone to Glen Rose with Dr. Carl Baugh, and they were involved. This is in the mid to late 90s. They were involved in an excavation. They took photos. They took home video. And we aired some of that video and showed their photos. And so it was at the time, I recall, sharing with the audience that this evidence, there's video evidence here of excavation of footprints as it's happening. It was pretty powerful.
Well, I'm showing to Bob here one of the clearest.
Yeah.
What we have is a platform with at least 134 dinosaur tracks. Some of the dinosaur tracks are flush. They're not depressed, but have been filled in and are now flush, but seen through coloration changes. The infill material was darker and more red, and actually, when it became rock, was harder. So that now then, as erosion is occurring, that infill is sometimes raised. So we have a three-dimensional-looking track, a raised-looking track in many instances. So with more erosion, you really get a lot more detail.
So
now that's with the dinosaur track, not the human. The humans are all depressed.
Okay. So to understand this, if you're going to have a fossilized footprint or dinosaur track, there's some kind of wet soil, wet clay. A creature walks by, leaves imprints, and they'll just erode away like happens a billion times every day in the world, unless they're somehow covered up. And so when they're covered up, they might be covered up with some other material, depending on what's happening right then and there. And so that material might be a different color, and it might be harder or softer. And so over time, then erosion will start to show you the picture of what's there.
Right. That's close.
Okay.
I think we're basically talking about concrete. That's a precipitate out of seawater when you have it, and won't get into all the details of that. It takes a while. But when CO2 comes out of solution as a result of lowering of pressure, which you have if you change atmospheric pressure, you would dump calcium carbonate. And I think that occurred in the process of the flood. And they're walking in wet concrete so that it hardened within hours. And then when the subsequent layers came later, they just filled in the depressions but did not erase what was there.
Okay.
And that accounts for the very detailed, fine preservation of the fine claws on the ends of the feet of the dinosaurs and the toes that are just exquisitely detailed.
The toes on the human footprints. Now, originally the accusation was there's a claim of human footprints, but there are no toes. And now you've got in your story of speaking about this on talk shows, you got the talk show host saying, "I could play Piggly Wiggly on the toes in these photographs."
I could play Little Piggy Goes to Market.
Yeah, yes, that's Little Piggy Goes to Market.
The humanist talk show host who was listening to the version deny that there were toes. Well, there were very obvious toes, and we've got one up on the screen here that we're looking at, and there's even a better one. However, when you show these things to people, they're supposed to be 100 million years apart. And if you've got people stepping on each other's footprints, it's kind of hard to say they're 100 million years apart. But it's like looking at the sidewalk out in front of the building here, and here are two footprints side by side on the sidewalk. And you say, this one was made 50 years after that one. Don't think so.
Right.
That's not, and certainly not 100 million years after that one. That's just impossible. When you have a sequence of 14 in a right-left pattern, right-left, 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 you eliminate erosion. When you excavate those from under the overburden, there were two of them that were exposed in the riverbed. The rest were excavated from under about 6 feet of alternating clay and limestone and clay and limestone. They can't be carved. So you eliminate the carving.
Oh.
You eliminate the erosion by the sequence. If you find bones of humans and dinosaurs together, which we have at LaSalle, Utah, it's another story. But if you find bones together, you can erode bones and redeposit them. They can fall down a crack.
Right.
They can be intrusionally buried. That's the obvious ad hoc explanation, because you know they didn't live together. They had to be. You don't have to have evidence of it. You just know that. But you can't do that with tracks.
Right. If tracks erode, they're gone.
Right. You can't intrusionally bury them. They are where they are. Now, you have a new series of objections, ad hoc objections, that they're erosion or they're carved. But if you have them excavated from under the overburden, if you've got the sequence, then you eliminate those objections. So here we've got the perfect example of the contradiction to the representation in the geologic column of this long progression of development over millions of years, separating humans and dinosaurs by 100 million years, roughly. So this is excellent. It's better than bones. This answers the objection. And on this platform, you've got 134 dinosaur tracks going right through the middle are 14 in a right-left pattern, some of them with precise all five toes in step.
14 footprints, right-left, and that helps. As the Lord Jesus said, if you have two or three witnesses, you could establish a matter. When you have one footprint and somebody says, look at that, there's a footprint, and there's some toes, somebody else will look at it and say, just looks like a rock to me.
And that is exactly right. And you go in a cave, some of these commercial caves, and here's a formation that looks like an Indian head, and here's one. You can look up in the clouds, and you see a car or a truck a bird. You look at the old man in the mountain. There's a profile that looks like a face. But now how do you distinguish between that which occurred by erosion and what was carved?
Right.
Well, if you see four old men in the mountain, like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, then all of a sudden you know it's not just a quirk of erosion.
This is not erosion. When you have 14 in a right-left pattern excavated from under the overburden, you have really perfect evidence. And that's when you see them begin to squirm. When you have time to present the picture so that they see how it was. You got the sequence, it was under the overburden, everything that led up to revealing this. it's really interesting to see the reaction. I mean, I enjoy presenting this on college campuses. And I was up at State University in Tennessee recently, well, several years ago, to presenting this to about 50 senior geology students. And the head of the department was there, and they turned around to him to see what he'd say afterwards. And he kind of cleared his throat and said, well, we don't know that there weren't dinosaurs back there with human feet. And I thought a minute. I said, well, I guess that's true. We don't know that. We also don't know that there weren't dinosaurs back there with human feet. Wouldn't that make about as much sense? Are humans back there with the dinosaurs? Either way.
Yeah.
That's not really a reasonable way to approach that.
No.
And he said, no, I wouldn't agree with that. I said, well, if they were dinosaur feet, would they look any different? Or if they were human feet, would they look any different? Isn't it more reasonable to say these things that look like dinosaur feet were made by dinosaurs? These things look like human feet made by human. No, he wouldn't agree with that. And
of course he couldn't, right? He could not agree with that. That's the thing about the age of the earth and evidence like this, that the other side has, it's a do or die situation. If they acknowledge that there's any evidence that the earth is young, or that dinosaurs lived just thousands of years ago, their entire worldview collapses.
Absolutely.
Now, Christians, although I think they're not being consistent, there are millions of Christians who have been tricked into believing that the earth is millions or billions of years old. And so it's not as though you can't believe in Jesus Christ and think that dinosaurs lived 60 million years ago. You can. So it seems to me that Christians have, with our human frailties and all, we have the greater opportunity to be unbiased, because there are millions of Christians who hold both views. But for the atheist and the evolutionist, no, their bias cannot allow them to consider the evidence.
It's really obvious when you present the evidence and you see the reaction. Now, a friend of mine, I think a gentleman, one that I have respect for, is Chuck Finsley, who was 30 years head of the department, or head of the Museum of Natural History in Dallas. He came, now he's recently retired, about 4 years ago. But he came down to look at the footprints. He wanted to display one of the dinosaurs we'd found, an Acrocanthosaurus. And he saw them, and he was obviously very impressed and very disturbed and upset and left and then came back. And the third time he came down, he said, Dr. Patton, I've got the answer. I can tell you what these human-looking footprints are. He says, I think they were made by aliens.
Oh, no.
Dead serious. And I kind of snickered, and he got mad. And I said, Chuck, if they're made by aliens, I guess they came from a galaxy far, far away and probably more advanced than we are. What are they doing running around barefooted?
Yeah, right.
He didn't like that.
Richard Dawkins said almost the same thing to Ben Stein in the documentary Expelled, when he said, well, if it turns out that microbiology is so complex that it could not evolve, then obviously life was seeded here from aliens.
Yes.
And he never wondered, how did the aliens evolve? If you can't do it here, why could you do it there?
Actually conceding intelligent design.
Yeah.
But from evolution in outer space.
Right.
But here it was from the intelligence of the aliens.
And so Chuck Finsley is the natural museum there in Texas. This is when they actually look at the evidence, like soft tissue in a T-Rex and in a hadrosaur, and now turns out Archaeopteryx has original biological material in the fossil. That's what's now reported.
Right.
And when they actually look at the evidence, it just has to rock their world. So they have to go into a denial or wild secondary assumptions.
It is very obvious. I mean, when you talk about dinosaurs with human feet, and you talk about aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fun to be a creationist and sit back and say, well, maybe it's what it looks like.
Maybe the rocks are telling the story.
Maybe these things look like dinosaurs made by dinosaurs. And maybe these things look like humans and made by humans. What's the problem here?
Well, you mentioned the 14 alternating right-left human footprints. So the dinosaur footprints, perhaps they're just rocks. Maybe they're not actual dinosaur footprints.
Yeah, but they know better. And that there's never a question about that. And, of course, there are 134 of those.
134 dinosaur
at least
footprints.
On this platform. Now, one of the things that we always get when you see evidence that leads in the wrong direction that they don't like, well, you need more evidence. And so we continued to work there. We've this trail that went across, Brontosaurus type, we extended backwards and we decided to follow
it. I thought the Brontosaur doesn't exist.
Well, it's the type. That's a term that has become an icon. And it communicates. Apatosaurus is probably more accurate.
Okay, thank you.
But that type, the elephant-looking footprint, goes across this trail. Well, we followed that one back for 154 consecutive tracks.
Oh, my.
Over 500 feet of consecutive dinosaur tracks, which is the largest consecutive dinosaur trail on the North American continent. There's a longer one in Turkmenistan. But we know what dinosaur tracks look like. I mean, we're one of the leading authorities since we've excavated the longest trail on the North American continent. Nothing there remotely like a human track, but it goes across a very different trail, which is 14 in right-left sequence. All right, find more evidence. We did, and more dinosaur tracks. We went on up ahead for the next platform, excavated down several different layers, and did find another platform with over 100 dinosaur tracks. And right through the middle of it is 15 in a right-left pattern, another trail entirely.
This is human footprints.
This is one of the pictures. You can tell them what it looks like. If I back that up, you can see the duck-like shape of the dinosaur footprint. Mm-hmm. And backing up here, you can see – well, wait, let me back up one more time.
Yeah, I could see as you're pulling up different photographs here,
Here are the two duck-like tracks, but look what stepped in the right –
Wow. A human footprint in a dinosaur footprint.
Right. Now, some of them are beside, some across. This one is on the back portion of it. But looking at the detail, you can actually see the joints in the toes and the very dramatic mud push-up, highlighting the instep and heel and all five toes, even the joints of the toes. Wow, that's a dynamite track.
Yeah, there are increasingly the world is being blessed with fossils that are so finely detailed.
Yes.
And each time that's happened, it seems that the headline is always the same. We're shocked that this pelican, fossil pelican, is exactly identical to a modern pelican. And here we have such a finely preserved specimen of a human footprint in a dinosaur footprint, and both part of a series of tracks.
Yes, this is a part of a series of 15 tracks in the right-left pattern. And the whole platform is over 100 of the dinosaur tracks. And as we suggested, across and beside and within, as you would imagine if you're walking across a platform with 100 dinosaur tracks on it. That's just very powerful evidence. All right, want more evidence? They really haven't said that since we found this.
Oh, right.
So, but we're having fun there at Glen Rose.
So I'm glad to hear that you're saying that a number of creationists who back – when was it that the Young Earth Creation Movement started to say, let's not use this argument? When was that?
I'm not sure I could get the exact dates, but I would...
Early 90s?
That's about right.
About early 90s?
This is when new information began to arise that we weren't sure what it was. Initially, all you could see was the depressions, which were very human. But with further erosion, these colorations began to be revealed and very dinosaur-looking. And so, are they human? Are they dinosaur? Well, the answer to that question is yes. They were right both times. And more erosion, more study has revealed that very clearly.
Wow. So I am glad to hear you report that one-on-one, a number of young Earth authorities are starting to recognize that this is valid, but the big ministries, they've not reversed themselves, as far as I can tell. Like, for example, AIG with Ken Ham and the Creation Research Institute, CRI, they've not come out and said, well, you know what, it turns out that this is a valid argument after all. They haven't done that.
And Ken Ham has done a lot of good and impact, but he's never been to Glen Rose.
He hasn't been there.
No.
Yeah, and it's difficult. We human beings, we have the flesh, we have our pride, and when we make an argument and then we say, oh, we were wrong, it makes us feel good. You know, when we admit you're wrong, it shows you're, you know, you got some integrity, some humility, but then to say, oops, we were wrong about being wrong, starts to make you look silly.
Yeah.
And so that's the fear, that we don't want to look silly.
I just want to look right. I want to follow the evidence.
Yeah.
And if it makes me look kind of silly in the process, well,
yeah,
I'm learning the truth and making progress with learning things you didn't know. It is not an elegant process.
Mm-hmm.
You stagger and stumble, and you learn where you made mistakes, and you turn around and go the other way.
So we're almost out of time. We just have a couple minutes. So the website is bible.ca. .com is a U.S. extension for a website. .ca is a Canadian one.
Correct.
So bible.ca/tracks.
/tracks.
Right. T-R-A-C-K-S. And you got the photos. People could get the DVD.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you...
Now, they can watch the DVD online free of charge, but you want much better resolution, you can order it.
Yeah, and I highly recommend ordering it for your library. It makes it easy to share with other people, and also it helps to support the effort.
And you don't have to imagine what it looks like from hearing it over the radio.
That's right. And then, Dr. Patton, how about the stegosaur that I saw a photograph of that you've been mentioning, found at a Buddhist temple?
We've got
a carving of a stegosaur.
Probably a dozen examples of proof of coexistence of humans and dinosaurs. This was a very dramatic one discovered recently in Cambodia, back in the jungle, a temple, Buddhist temple, that was dedicated in 1186. The whole thing was covered with stone carvings, monkeys, parrots, deer, and a beautiful stegosaurus.
An anatomically correct stegosaur.
It's better than I would have drawn.
And Dr. Patton, you and I have both been in Ankara, Turkey, and you told me about a museum there that has a human dinosaur footprint.
It's on display in the University Museum there in Ankara.
Wow, that's just great. So thank you, Don Patton. What an honor to have you in the studio. And I pray that the Lord continues to bless you. Especially, we didn't mention, you're going back to Mount Ararat this summer.
Make a big hole.
To make a hole in the ice and see what you find. So thank you. May God continue to bless you, Dr. Don Patton.
Thank you, sir.
All right. His website, bible.ca, and our website, kgov.com.